Friday, May 20th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to do a Friday lightning round with you, take you through several stories, and I'm going to ask you for a analytical distillation of all these stories at the end of our podcast today. 10 people were killed, 3 others were wounded in a mass shooting in Buffalo and in California at the Geneva Taiwanese Church. 1 man was killed, 4 others were critically wounded.
The sheriffs of both of those regions made the Christian World in Life View analysis. This is absolute evil. There is nothing in this but evil. That's what he is attempting to say, and I agree with him. It was premeditated. In both cases, it seems to have been motivated by quote-unquote racism or ethnicism in terms of the man who attempted to take the lives of individuals in the Taiwanese church. Thankfully, did not succeed because of, again, the sheriff said, the heroic response. When he had emptied his gun, the pastor reached for his only weapon, which was a chair, and they threw it and hit him. And then 4 men charged and tackled the stunned gunman and saved many, many lives. He was prepared with the ammunition to take out many more lives. And it's a confessed hatred for the Taiwanese. Tom, we move all the way across the nation to New York. Here is a teenager who had done the research to find out where was a concentrated and vulnerable demographic of African Americans to attack. And then he traveled 200 miles to that place in Buffalo, New York, and then made the full-scale attack and was committed to this terrorist act of taking as many lives as he could. No doubt about his motivation, because he left behind a statement, personal manifesto, that declared what he was doing, why he was doing it, and his effort to create a race war, and his utter hatred for pretty much the political spectrum, and then his racist views. Again, I will just simply say, both of the law enforcement agents were able to get beyond the inadequacy of a secular World in Life View and reactively and instinctively label it for what it is. It was absolute depravity and evil. Not only in California, but also in Buffalo, we find that believers were there, lost their lives, but it doesn't seem as if either was religiously motivated, but in terms of ethnicity, and therefore has been labeled a hate crime and will be processed in that manner.
All right, let me take you to the second story out of Fox News. James Langford made the point last week when he was arguing on the Senate floor against the Women's Protection Health Act when he said, "Turtle eggs and eagle eggs have much greater federal legislative protection than the unborn human."
There were some excellent statements that were made by the opponents of this genocidal bill with its targeting of the preborn. But James Langford, who, by the way, we had come to Briarwood to share his testimony one time in obviously a non-election year, is really a very principled and sharp thinker and desires to conduct himself individually and publicly as a statesman that is manifested whenever you have a conversation with him. But you can also see his courage on the floor of the Senate. It was an amazing statement that he made. It's a federal crime with increasing penalties to destroy the eggs of a golden eagle, a bald eagle, or a turtle. He said, so I'll just take those three. There's no discussion as to the reality that in that egg is an eagle, either a bald eagle or a golden eagle, or in that egg is a turtle. We know what the preborn are. Therefore, when you respect what they are, you want to protect what they are. So here we are protecting the preborn eagle, the preborn turtle, knowing full well that the egg of an eagle is going to produce an eagle and the egg of a turtle is going to produce a turtle. And we have federal legislation to protect it with penalties for any violation, yet we are going to declare open season on the preborn in the womb. We know what that is in the womb. It is a person. It is a child. It is a human being. And again, I use the word, it is evil to bring an assault upon the child. And let me just say, it's right for us to establish legislation for the protection of the various living entities of creation. But how much more so should we protect those that are made in the image of God from conception all the way to the end of life?
Harry, let me take you to this third story out of PJ Media. The Kellogg's cereal company has teamed up with another LGBTQ plus organization, the organization GLAAD, to force diversity messages on children at the breakfast table. Not only will your kids receive free indoctrination every time they open a box of cereal, but the parents will fund GLAAD's ongoing mission, as Kellogg's will donate $3 for each box of cereal that they sell.
There was a time that you would come to the breakfast table the day that your mother served cereal, and you would get the cereal wondering what the prize would be. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, you would get the cereal box would be in front of you, and while you ate the cereal, you'd read the back of the cereal box. Everybody did that. That was just part of the process. Well, they know that, so now as your child eats the cereal, it's not a toy that they're going to get. It is a grooming initiative to groom the child as a participant in the LGBTQAI+ movement, and it's part of the sexual revolution. And they not only have that, they have participatory ways to teach and groom them, that on the box they will give them places to put their quote-unquote preferred pronouns. And here children hardly even know what a pronoun is, are being indoctrinated. Tom, once again, we have noted that one of the self-appointed culture shapers, that is the cultural elite of big business, corporate America, has entered in to the promotion of this sexual revolution, targeting children, grooming children, indoctrinating children, now at the breakfast table through a cereal box. And the desired effect is nothing short of child abuse.
Harry, is there a common theme that dovetails through these three stories?
It's pretty clear, isn't it? Without God's grace to restrain society, it continually moves into a death spiral, a devolution of society. And it comes at you from every possible direction, through the entertainment world, through big business, through the academy, through the government. And so what is our antidote? All our hope is in the Lord. And we have this glorious message to communicate, and that is the power of the gospel. And we have the great privilege to live in Christ and for Christ. And we have the opportunity to say no to the world and yes to Christ every single day as believers, which is why we need churches to be on mission, on message, and in ministry. What is the problem in our society? Well, Tom, we said it yesterday in our program, and I'm going to say it again today. The problem is the problem with the heart. It's called evil, and it's not an environmental problem. The environment that encourages evil, just like these stories communicate to us, is an environment that comes from the hearts of men and women, and that we have men and women in positions of leadership through various venues, whether it's the academy, whether it's journalism, whether it's the entertainment world, the Hollywood world, the New York Broadway world, whether it's big government, or how many times do we have to keep identifying it? Maybe one of the biggest players right now is big business, because they found out you can make money off of sin, and now they've entered into it. What is the solution? The solution is to get out and go to the highways and byways and communicate the gospel and bring men and women to Christ, and churches get serious about the authority, the inerrancy, the infallibility, and the sufficiency of the Word of God with the spear point of the message of the gospel, and disciple men and women so they think Christianly and love Christ deeply and love others enough to speak the truth in love, so that a society will once again be restrained from sin through the common grace flowing from the hearts, lives, and lips of God's people, and redeeming grace that emancipates us from sin's power and sin's penalty.
As we close out, let me remind you there are numerous resources available for your growth in Jesus Christ at the Briarwood app. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to a number of great resources in which you'll grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks for being with us this week. Have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join God's people in the worship of our Heavenly Father this Sunday. Then stop by again on Monday for a conversation and a biblical worldview application as we put the issues of today in perspective.